Let's go to the news line this morning. Once a week, we talk with the Colorado Springs Fire Department, bringing you great safety tips for you and your family. And Sunny, we were just talking about it. Like, can you believe the Broncos' first preseason game is tomorrow or Thursday? Like, boom.
It is coming around the corner. It doesn't feel like summer should be nearing an end, but the kids going back to school and getting ready for that is just a little bit, a little too close for me, for sure.
I know. And it was like Broncos starting to play, kids going back to school. It's, you know, summer, like you said, not quickly coming to an end. Let's not get hysterical, Renee, right?
Right. But we want to make sure there are kiddos going back to school this week and in the next couple of weeks, and trying to get those kids prepared, especially those that are going to be new to walking or riding their bike to school, and working with the parents just to make sure that those kids are pretty confident in their route that they're taking and all of the things that they need to do to get to school safely, as well as us grown-ups needing to know that these are new school zones or this is where they're at. There's several new schools that are around our community, and so just paying attention to where those are and when they're opening is really important.
Yeah, and Sunny, like you were saying, the school zones and the crosswalks, we've seen in previous years, sadly, a lot of auto ped accidents in school zones.
Absolutely. And our schools do such a great job getting their cross guard programs and keeping those folks there. But it is up to us drivers to make sure that we're aware of those and looking for those. And it may seem a little early. We're not used to, looking for those. We've been out of school for a couple of months, but we do have D49 starting this week and then the other districts shortly after. So really kind of figuring that out. A lot of what we see is parents will say, just walk to school, right, and they assume the kids know how to get there. So really take that time, go for a practice run or two, right, or three, depending on your kiddos. Mm-hmm. Talk to them about keeping their heads up. We always talk to our younger kids when we're out in the schools about acting like a meerkat, like at the zoo, keeping your head going back and forth and always checking out what's going on and not having your head down in your phone or not paying attention because you're with a big group of friends. So making sure that those kiddos are aware of some of those really basic things that are going to keep them safe. And then also the drivers really need to pay attention, making sure that when they're in school zones or they're near schools, you've got kids running all over the place. So really trying to minimize, any kind of potential danger by just slowing down. It's not worth it. Just take that extra minute to get through a school zone or plan your day accordingly. If you live near a school, leave a little early or leave after that bus pickup and drop off.
Yep. Speed limits in school zones, 20 miles an hour.
And that's no joke, for sure. That's not a ticket anybody wants.
And Sunny, let's remind folks about school buses as well. When that stop sign comes out, you stop in both directions.
Absolutely. And you wait to see, because some kids may forget they need to actually cross the road.
Right.
So also just making sure that you've watched where all those kids are going to head out to, what direction they're going, and then proceed. But really take those seriously. And, again, that's us drivers making sure that our heads are up, looking around, and we're not distracted, especially in those neighborhood streets and around the schools.
Yeah. And again, we're not really... It's early to think of D49 going back this week, but they're going back to school this week. So everybody be careful.
They really are. And our colleges will be starting up in a couple weeks. So we really do need to pay attention, especially that Austin Bluff thoroughfare. Kids are coming back. They're going to start moving in soon. So really got to start paying attention to where we've got things going on.
Yeah, fall's just around the corner. We got a Bronco game Thursday, so there you go.
All right.
Sunny, it is always great talking to you. And, of course, I'm sure you can find more tips on school safety on the CSF2 website.
Absolutely. Just go to coloradosprings.gov/fire.
Thank you so much, Sunny. You have a fantastic day and week. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.
Thank you.
841, KRDO's Morning News.